The world that was envisioned by the so-called founding fathers, where there would be limited government, there would be some sort of transparency so that American citizens would at least know something about what their government was doing, all that has gone by the wayside and since the founding of the country and the writing of the Constitution. In the process, through a civil war, the growth of the central government in Washington, D.C., which basically runs the country now in every which way you can name, especially with its new computer systems, the National Security Agency watching over all of our emails and whatever we're doing, things that we could have known at one time, we don't really know. So what's happened over a period of years is so-called enemies of the state have come about who have attempted to expose some of the problems that we see in our government, things that the government may be doing wrong, things that we are never told because things are so secret now. The average American has no idea what's going on in Washington, D.C. So we have a list of enemies of the state from Susan B. Anthony to Henry David Thoreau to Martin Luther King. Some of these people have been imprisoned. In fact, most of them have been imprisoned. Some have lost their lives in an attempt to let us know what's going on in our government, hopefully that we can maintain our freedom. One such enemy of the state is Bradley Manning, an intelligence analyst who has been targeted by the Obama administration for holding up a mirror to the bloated face of our American empire. Manning is being prosecuted for leaking classified government documents which, like the Pentagon Papers of a generation ago, expose systemic corruption within America's military and diplomatic apparatus. The embarrassment caused by showing that the emperor has no clothes, as it were, has made Bradley Manning, an American soldier, public enemy number one in the eyes of the federal government. Manning reacted as one would hope any honorable American would react when they witnessed their government acting in a manner that is corrupt, incompetent, inhumane, immoral, and, it must be said, downright evil. Manning was particularly affected by the so-called collateral murder video in which American Apache helicopter pilots can be seen firing on civilians in Iraq, including children, and as a Reuters journalist reported, the people in the van were not a threat, but merely good Samaritans. The most alarming aspect of the video, to me, Manning said, was the seeming delightful bloodlust the American troops appeared to have. To his credit, Manning refused to remain silent. He spoke out first to his superiors, who turned a deaf ear to his concerns. Then he went to the New York Times and the Washington Post. They did not listen. When he still could find no one willing to alert the American people to what their government was really doing in Iraq, Afghanistan, elsewhere, he turned to WikiLeaks, which published the information. Despite not being convicted of any crime, Bradley Manning, as I say, an American soldier, has been put through a horror trip since he was first imprisoned at Quantico Marine Base. Manning has spent 1,000 days in jail without trial, a large portion of which was passed in solitary confinement, imprisoned in a windowless 6-by-12-foot cell containing a bed, a drinking fountain, and a toilet. Manning was kept under suicide and or prevention injury watch during his incarceration, largely against the advice of two psychiatrists. Under this so-called suicide watch, Manning was confined to his tiny cell for 24 hours a day and stripped of all clothing with the exception of his underwear. His prescription eyeglasses were taken away, leaving him in essential blindness, except for those limited times when he was permitted to read or watch television. In a thinly veiled attempt to harass him, guards would check in on Manning every 5 minutes, asking if he was okay. In other words, he couldn't go to sleep. Once he was finally brought before a military court, Manning pled guilty to 10 of the 20 charges brought against him, admitting that he leaked the documents because he believed the American public has a right to know about their government's misdeeds. Manning's admission guarantees that he will be put into prison for up to 20 years. However, instead of letting this lie and going ahead and putting the man in jail, government prosecutors are insisting on pressing the most serious charges against him, including, believe it or not, aiding the enemy in an attempt to imprison him for life. The government's obvious goal here is to make Bradley Manning an example. In other words, if anyone dares speak up and expose what the American military industrial empire is doing, they will be punished. So you can get up to life in prison for exposing things that you feel are immoral and we know are immoral now, and things that the government is doing that should be exposed. So determined is the government under the Obama administration to crucify Manning that government prosecutors plan to make the case that Manning essentially aided and abetted, unbelievably, Osama bin Laden. Manning's trial, which promises to be a government spectacle of manufactured shock and awe, will feature testimony from an anonymous Navy SEAL who took part in the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. This SEAL reportedly will testify that he recovered some computer disk in Osama bin Laden's personal effects containing government material that may have originated from Manning's leak. Incredibly, what the government is attempting to suggest here is that if an individual or news organization publishes information that is accessed by terrorists over the internet, for example, then those individuals or news organizations are essentially guilty of collusion with the enemy. Top government officials have actually testified that the Manning leaks have not basically injured the government in any serious way. So what's up here? I think we have a government, and it's obvious, that's operating in secret on many, many levels, from the National Security Agency to the Department of Homeland Security to our military, FBI, on down the list. I've written on these. You can go to our website at rutherford.org and read the commentaries that I have written. What's happened is the tentacles of our government are everywhere. They've reached into our personal lives, and if someone dares to speak up and say, this is wrong, I have information that the American people need to know. And what that is transparency in government. It keeps government free. Without it, there is no freedom in government. And if the government is successful in their campaign against the so-called enemy of the state, Bradley Manning, folks, no one's going to speak up in the future, because you can get life imprisonment for merely exposing corruption in government.